I have that right? This is KR4AAE.
Correct, that's November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. Can I get yours again?
Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo. Steven on this end.
My bug, this is Jamie. We talked a couple days ago.
That's the sound and the name sound familiar now. I'm still trying to remember all these call signs. I got about 5 I can remember, and I'm trying to do 5 more now.
I recognize a lot of the voices, but the call signs I'm still working on. After I hear them a bunch, I tend to be okay with it.
That there's something to be said for just good old standard repetition.
Military for 20 years, so I know all about that.
What branch did you serve in?
Navy CB, so I did shore-based construction.
Thank you for what you've done and what you've taught everybody in your duration in the Navy.
Sure, I got to do a lot and see a lot and meet a lot of interesting people. It was a fun ride, but I was ready when I got out.
Copy that. That's definitely what happens in many occupations in many areas of study.
I find that I have about a 3-year attention span to everything now for some reason.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Mine's probably, I don't know, 3, 5, 6, 7 years sometimes. But then I pick up little hobbies on the side like ham radio that keep me interested in different things, which is always good because I like to exercise the brain, the brain cells.
Keep it from rotting, that's the way I look at it, and it makes me a jack of all trades and a master of none.
There, I would rather be a master of none than to be a master of one.
It was super important, like nuclear physics.
Yeah, anytime I hear nuclear and physics, I think of Big Bang Theory and all those physicists sitting there in the apartment.
Yesterday I was in theology class and the teacher was talking about how at the beginning the verbiage that's used for God looking over nothingness, that's the equivalent of like a mother hen sitting over her eggs waiting for them to hatch.
How do you use that analogy? I used to work at a company and there was an older lady that worked reception and we called her the mother hen. And she would keep all the nerds, me and my other coworkers. She would keep us straight, and we called it Mother Henning, and we turned it into a word and a phrase and everything else in between, and it's stuck with me since day one.
I know the idea and the concept, but yesterday I was thinking about it, and it made me think of the Big Bang, and I was like, well, if that's the way that it was of being like a mother hen, I guess it was the big macaw.
Yeah, that gave me a little chuckle. I'm going to have to incorporate that into my daily vocabulary somehow.
Teacher that he could steal it. I thought it was pretty funny, but it was like, well, you know. It all comes down to, you know, everything came into existence at once, and if you want to believe that it happened for no reason whatsoever, that takes a lot more faith than believing that God did it.
Yeah, copy that. So what you up to this morning, heading into work?
I'm the finance officer for the American Legion over here in Tryon, so I got to head up to Columbus and take care of our insurance payments and sales and use.
Thank goodness there's finance people. I am not good with numbers. Just the ones and the zeros are all I'm good with.
Probably more like you than you might know, but I'm more of a... I grew up in businesses because of my parents, so I tend to like to make sure when I am in charge of any type of finance that everything is accounted for, so I'm the last one that's pointed at.
Copy that. I'm more of a specialist in the binaries and the ones and the zeros, the ons and the offs, all the bits going down the wires.
My last, I'll say 15 years in the military was all electronics and doing programming stuff like that for access control and alarms and CCTV, all that. So I got a lot into those ones and zeros and got to do some programming that I really enjoyed.
I wish I had the mindset to think about programming, but I'm more of a networking guy. I think you guys probably ran CCTV on top of my networks. A network, probably, but that's how it's done nowadays with IP cameras and all that stuff. But yeah, I get it. I'm definitely not cut out for programming.
Hand in hand with the IT department, and they asked me why I wasn't in IT, because I think I knew the switches and everything just as well as they did. I just didn't have access to change anything in them, but I used to always tell them what I needed, and they would hook me right up.
The two people you always want to be friends with, the IT guys and the finance guys, I think if you have those two happily on both sides, I think we'll be good.
100% true fact in life.
Better get running here. Got some things to do. Nice chatting with you. Safe drive to Columbus. Go ahead and say 73 on your final. And 4 VUT for KR4AAE.
Ray, it was great talking to you. I'm getting ready to hop over the mountain and have to jump onto another repeater anyway. So it was great talking to you this morning. And you have a great day and safe travels wherever you're going to. And 73, and I'm clear.